you know, talking about a revolution sounds this way. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
July 16th, 2022. If it's 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman of the Civic Radio Revolution, Don Brown, coming to you live from the mobile office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as Stand 215, at the Waukesha Farmers Market. I am joined by my producer, Connor, from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park, where we are so proud to honor our suffragette tradition here in Waukesha. And speaking of suffragettes, I'm also joined by Johnny Watermelon here, wearing his Freedom Irish sweatshirt. Love it, Johnny.
Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Speaking of suffragettes, the Wisconsin midterm primaries are 24 days away. So my guests for the next couple shows will be candidates in the upcoming elections. Today we have 5th District State Senate candidates Jessica Katzenmeyer and Tom Palswitz, and U.S. Senate candidate, my good friend Peter Pekarski. Jessica's on deck, but first, a big congratulations to Coach Travis Carlson and the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes, who captured the U-12 World Series Softball Championship in Sandusky, Ohio, beating the East Coast Panthers of Townsend, Delaware. This was last week Friday, and the core group of this team were once part of our very own Waukesha Blazers. And speaking of Blazers, big shout out to the Blazer organization on the success of their inaugural Waukesha Blazers Safe at Home Memorial Tournament hosted by the Jackson Sparks Foundation. 50-plus teams participated in this new summer classic to honor the life of Jackson Sparks, who was taken far too soon during the events here in downtown Waukesha on November 21st. And very, very proud and very excited to know that this young boy's legacy lives on forever here in the Shaw. So now it's time for Jessica Katzenmeyer. Jessica, say hello.
Hello. How's everybody doing out there this morning?
We are fantastic.
Yeah.
Jessica, like myself, is a transplant who lived here, who's been here in Wisconsin for 24 years.
Actually, over 25 now.
25, yep, sorry. Yeah, silver anniversary we're celebrating as a Wisconsinite. She was an active member of the Teamsters Local 344, a longtime UPS employee. She's an advocate for women's and LGBTQ rights, and she currently serves on the West Dallas Plan Commission, which to me is a very invaluable experience. We can talk about that in a minute. But first question, Jessica, why do you want to be a Wisconsin state senator?
Well, there's three reasons why I'm running for office to begin with, and this is what I always tell people. Number one, I've always just wanted to help and serve people, just had that passion for people. And I think that that's so important for any candidate to show, is to have to show that passion, that you want to help people, you want to improve their lives in some way, shape, or how. And that's why we're out here just giving out our message every single day, talking to voters. My number two reason is I believe that representation is important. I like to see a diverse representation in our government. I am a trans female, and there's never been somebody like me who has been elected into the state legislature before. And to me, diversity is so important because it brings new, fresh ideas to the table, especially in these days where we just saw something like Roe v. Wade being overturned. The number three reason why I'm running for office is just a personal story, my healthcare story. 3 years ago, I almost died from a staph infection in my lungs. If I did not have health insurance through the ACA, it would have cost me over $80,000 to save my life.
That was a result of that devastating fire that you survived,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that was, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
So. Yeah, and I'm 43 years old, and this happened when I was 40. And you don't ever think that something like that's going to happen to you until it does, and then how do you pick up after that? And you just kind of take things a day at a time, and then here we are today.
Yeah.
Running a competitive state Senate campaign, so.
Yeah. So what are you doing out to press the flesh out there and get the name out? What are some of your campaign strategies?
Mainly, doing stuff like this, free media, you know, radio interviews, TV interviews. I love like getting out there talking about myself.
Oh, this wasn't free. I'm getting my invoice here.
You're sending me an invoice. Okay.
I'm on your payroll, I thought. No,
I'll have to tell
this
my...
This is free. Free. Sorry.
I'll have to tell my finance people about this then.
There you go. Love it.
Yeah, no, like just get yourself out there, or going to events like Waukesha Farmers Market, talking to people, going out to like city meetings in your district. Talk to people at the door is the most effective way, I think, just to get your name out there,
sure.
As well as being present on social media. So,
sure. What's your number one issue with what's going on with Wisconsin state politics that, like, if you do nothing else, this is what you're going to work to achieve for the people of this district and for the state?
I think what the number one issue I'm hearing when I talk to voters, especially now since Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and I'm hearing this from more and more women out there, is protecting the right to choose. As you know, in Wisconsin, we have a law in the books from 1849. This is 1 year after Wisconsin officially became a state. And when Roe was overturned, we reverted back to this 1849 law, which nobody knows how to enforce because it's 173 years old. So the number one issue is, we need to protect our right to choose. We need to protect the right to have safe access to safe abortions. Why should somebody have to travel to Minnesota or Illinois for an abortion? It's not right. I believe it's a human right. It's healthcare, and it's about healthcare. And so that's my number one issue in this campaign is healthcare.
Sounds great.
Making sure that healthcare stays affordable so that nobody gets stuck with that $80,000 healthcare bill. So.
Sure. Now, what do you think as a state senator you could do? You know, I think number one issue, I think, for a lot of Wisconsinites and people in this district is economic development. You know, inflation's going up, and there's a certain scare. What can we do at the state level to address that effectively?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about economic development, infrastructure is a big part of my campaign platform as well, too. I think that we need to continually to improve our infrastructure. I mean, how many potholes do we run over a day on the streets here? Our cars are getting torn up. Our, you know, suspensions, whatever. The car parts are not cheap anymore. I think that we need to invest into a better infrastructure. And then once we get the better infrastructure, that's like an investment into our economy. That's going to bring more jobs to the economy, which is going to bring more revenue to Wisconsin. And I think that at the end of the day, that'll help curb what's going on with inflation. So, that's my idea with that as of right now. So
Got it. So my big question, my $64,000 question, Jessica, is, here in Waukesha, there's a proud tradition of nonpartisanship. As a former alderman, I know that. What would you do? What's the message you have for them? As well as, you know, Waukesha County, where again in the last presidential election, Trump's margin of victory was 5% lower than it was in 2016. So there's some people out there that are open minded. Like, what's your message for them to say, you know, this is why the voters here should take a chance on Jessica Katzenmeyer?
Well, I mean, I think that just showing that being a representative to all means it's showing to people that no matter what side of the aisle you fall on, even if you're in an independent category, that, hey, I'm going to be there and listen to you. And even if you have 20 Trump flags maybe flying in your yard, I'm still going to talk to you. It's not like that's what your job is as a representative.
Civility.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
And then I think that, I mean, it just shows in 2020 when it ran for state assembly, I pulled in over 40% in New Berlin, which is a very red area. And that's something that I was very proud of.
Glad you mentioned that. I know we talked about that earlier. So
yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And so that's true. And what's the website people should go to learn more about Jessica?
Oh, absolutely. www.jessicaforwi.com is my website.
Easy enough.
You can go to Jessica Katzenmeyer on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Also, we are active on Twitter. It is JessicaFORWIS on Twitter as well, too. So
sounds great. Mm-hmm. So, Johnny, do you have any questions for Jessica? Anything on what's on your mind?
No, but I really liked hearing her platform and all the exciting things that she's bringing to the table. So I think, you know, people should get involved here.
Yeah,
sounds
definitely.
Yeah. So, I'm also pleased. Pete Pekarsky's been here. He's next in line. And then Tom Palzowicz just showed up. He's also running for that same Senate spot in the 5th District. And, again, admire the civility. Jessica and Tom are good friends. And
I think that's an important thing that Tom there is that we are friends. You know, it's not like we're enemies here. We just have two different ideas. And I just want people to know that we've been – I think that he's been running a very classy campaign as well, too. So.
Terrific. So, Connor, how are we doing on time, my friend?
We got about 3 minutes till break.
You're a beautiful human being, Connor. So, so 3 minutes till break, and so Jesse, I know you get to the West Dallas Farmers because they got a wonderful farmers market there.
Yeah.
So I'm on the news last night with a really cool food truck.
And, yeah.
Are you gonna take an opportunity to shop around, look for some things, any items you need for the house?
Yeah, of course. I love getting some natural honey. At the farmer's market.
Yeah. You'll find it here.
As a politician, as somebody I sing outside of politics as well, too.
Yeah?
As somebody who uses their voice a lot, getting some honey, like natural honey with some tea is always good for your voice, to recoup your voice. So
why don't you sing in politics? That was a big tradition, especially among the Irish community. Yeah, do you have a few melodies you could belt out now, or is that too much pressure?
It's a little early for me right now.
A little early for you. Okay. So, if you come on the show again, we're going to expect a song, okay? That's only fair, right?
We could.
So save your party piece for the next time you join us. So terrific. And so what else do you like to do? When you're not busy, you're holding down a full-time job, and you got another full-time job running for the state senate. What else do you enjoy doing in your personal
time? Yeah, I mean, I work out every morning. I put in about 3.5 miles usually each morning, so I keep these legs in shape. Yeah. So
now you're really showing us up then.
Yeah, I guess I am, right? But I'm trying to work on losing weight. I got this like little flab right here.
I got one of those too.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get this.
A Joe?
Yeah. I see Tom Spatigas too, so. Yeah. trying to lose that. I love doing outdoor activities, doing adventurous things like zip lining, but music's a passion of mine. I love singing. It's very therapeutic for me.
Speaking of singing, my good friend Tracy Chapman's back on, letting us know that the tables are finally starting to turn, and looking forward to hearing more about your campaign, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Wish you all the best of luck. Pete Pekarsky's on next, and please stay in touch. Wishing you all the best of luck. And please stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues with my good friend, U.S. Senate candidate, Peter Pekarsky. Do not go away. We'll be back at the Farmer's Market. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Wasting time in the unemployment lines. Sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds.
I want to thank Jessica Katzenmeyer again. She's going to leave and go work the check out the farmer's market, maybe get some good buys, and introduce herself to some people. So, and you're listening to my good friends from Australia, Midnight Oil with Forgotten Years, and we will not forget these years, these current events, especially here at the local level here in the Shaw.
All right.
History is taking place. I mentioned earlier Civic Media, and that's the new parent company for Devil Ray. We're really doing some great things, acquiring some stations statewide and really bringing the news local, building more connected communities. And I'm proud to be part of that. I'm your host, former Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, and our mobile studio here at the Farmers Market at Stand 215. And over at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building is my good friend Connor Boston, my producer, and he's taking great care of me. And Johnny Watermelon here with his Freedom Irish sweatshirt. He knew I was going to be here, so Johnny's here with me at the Farmers Market. Great crowd. And before I introduce my third guest, I want to give a big shout-out to recently retired U.S. Air Force Sergeant, I believe. I apologize, I don't have the right title, but Ray Pulaski, welcome home. After 24 years of proud service and finishing his last assignment in Germany, He's back with his family, his beautiful wife, Janessa, and kids, and really glad to have you home. Ray will be starting a new job in Madison, and you know, one of our own local boys here, grew up in, I believe, in West Dallas, and big fan of the Shaw. And, again, welcome home, my brother. My next guest, this is his third time on the show, and I make no apologies because he's a wonderful guy, and Wisconsin needs to take a harder look at his platform. He's running in a very crowded field of U.S. Senate candidates, and, you know, you're going to see a lot of big money and hear a lot about the big money candidates, but I think you need to take a very close attention to Pete here. I especially like his security and his intelligence background. So, and I was wondering, Pete, say hello first. I'm sorry.
Good to see you. Yeah, and you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Great to be here. So, Connor, hello. Good morning to everybody. So, and welcome to everybody in the Midway.
Yeah. So,
primary is August 9th.
So, Peter brought a lot of paperwork with us. He's got, let's start with that, because you've got some stories to tell here, some very important ones that people need to pay attention to.
Sure. The critical point right now is that my ads are being censored. The normal stations which would carry the ads have refused to carry them because the reason they gave us, and all I did was just agree with Alex Lazary, who's running for the office. He is proud to say that he is a part owner and on leave executive of the Milwaukee Bucks, and I started on an ad by saying I don't own an NBA franchise. So I guess, and that, which is the truth, I do not own an NBA franchise.
No,
that
sure.
may have been too much truth because they censored it. And
there's
a standard rate, you know, give them the ad, they'll run it. And they said, we do too much business with the Bucks. We are not going to carry your ad.
And after the rape and abandonment of what was once a proud franchise in Buffalo, the NBA has been suspect ever since. And we're going back all the way to 1970.
I just throw
my personal dig in there, but Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Alex had anything to do with this. It's just that's the reason that Bally Sports gave us for refusing to carry a political ad by a candidate on the ballot in the state of Wisconsin for this primary on August 9th.
And to be fair, I like Alex Lazary. I loved how he got the DNC here. Tragically, that COVID kind of put an end to that being on site. I would much rather have seen him running against that empty suit in the Scott Fitzgerald for Congress. I think that would have been a great fit, and I think there was a great but for Senate, we've got a guy standing in front of me who's got a very unique background that combines law, a lot of work in protecting voters' rights. Engineering, high level, a White House correspondent, mind you, but also some high level intelligence and security consulting for our U.S. Navy. Tell us a little bit more about that, because this is what I want people to be paying close attention to.
I was a civilian consultant to the Office of the Chief of Naval Operations of the United States Navy on issues of strategic nuclear weapons and platforms, and to the Director of Naval Intelligence on matters of intelligence analysis.
And I know some of those things you can't talk about, but you there were some hot button issues, I'm sure, as there are any time involving our intelligence and our security.
There were. I had a substantial number of clearances, and I had to clear ahead. I cleared ahead of time what I'd be able to say, which is what I just told you.
Yeah.
And I am pretty well constrained about what I can say about exactly what I
did. Sure.
I can talk about in general what the issues are, but am substantially constrained and have to honor my obligation not to talk about precisely what was happening.
Yeah. But as a U.S. senator, and Johnny, weigh in on this, wouldn't it behoove us to have a guy with that rich experience on the Senate floor, crafting legislation, serving on committees, doing all the things, lending that intelligence to crafting smarter legislation? Because let's face it, good intelligence, good security, it's not a partisan thing. It's like what's best for America.
Yeah, it's a great point of view that you have there, Peter. I think it's important that you bring that to the table, and it ought to have a bright light on it.
Right.
So brag about it a little bit, brother. Your message is getting out there, and you're getting some ads censored. I mean, you're running a campaign that's successful. You're bringing some attention to the table here.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of on the Senate floor, the point is that I have stayed in touch with the people in the field ever since, for a long time, and I follow very closely what's going on. There are ways to follow it, like in the newspapers, you can get a lot of information relevant to what's happening now. And the point is, I know in general what answers we're supposed to be getting when senators ask questions.
Yeah.
And if somebody from the intelligence community or the defense community shows up, answers a question, and the answer is way out in left field, I will know real fast.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to stand for it.
Right.
I mean, in the past, answers have come out of left field, and we've had real severe consequences.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a war in Vietnam. And what went on in Iraq for about, depending on how you count it, from 2002 to, almost you know, 20 years ago.
Connor, how are we doing on time here?
We got about a minute left.
Got about a minute left. So finish your point, Peter. No, we're going to have you back on after the break. So
okay. Yeah, I mean, the point is, I understand what's happening, what should be happening, and what they're supposed to be knowing and telling us. And if they're not telling it to us straight, we've got to know that so we don't make foreign policy and defense policy based on erroneous information.
We got it.
All right. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break now, but please return because we got more from Peter Pekarsky here on This Week in Waukesha, live from the Waukesha Farmers Market. Do not go away. I'd raise a glass to my friend Peter Pekarsky here, candidate for U.S. Senate. Pete, welcome back.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
Quick question, because we had you on in February and we had you on maybe about a month ago. What have you learned so far about your campaign since February? What are some new insights you have as you come into August?
I guess the insight is you just have to, you know, shake every available hand and get all the publicity possible and listen to people and address the issues they have.
That is it. Speaking of issues, hey, Connor, can we cue on Peter's website, PekarskyForWisconsin.com.
PekarskyForWisconsin.com. There's a tab that says About Peter. Just click on it. Yeah, it drops down, and in the upper right, you'll see something that says, Watch Peter's TV ad here. That's the ad that Bally Sports has censored.
Yeah.
So if you can play it,
can
send
you play
it to
that, Connor?
Friends.
Yeah.
So Connor's going to cue that in. We'll play that real quick, and then. But this is what's been censored.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Peter Pekarsky, and I don't own an NBA franchise. I'm not a mega billionaire or a career politician. I don't host lingerie parties or accept PAC money. I've never claimed I had a degree when I didn't. I may not be filthy rich, but I'm the only candidate that has the balls to protect your rights and get the job done.
That's high octane.
Right. And the
we're
label,
not pulling punches here.
We're not throwing
a few jabs.
You got to protect the election, which is and our democracy, which is what I'm doing. The label for the radio people on radio, the label on those two basketballs said election integrity.
Nice.
So why won't you host lingerie parties? I think I might have just pulled my support from you there. We're laughing out there, Pete. We're just having fun. Only kidding. But go ahead. Continue, though.
Yeah,
anyway,
if you want to combat that censorship, one way to do it is just hit the ad and send the link to all of your friends and ask them to spread it around.
Spread the word, yeah. So
And if you want to support it, we'll put it on, hopefully, on some of the other TV stations.
Sure.
Hit the contribute button and send a few dollars.
Yeah. So I'm a transplant. You could call me a carpetbagger, so I can't. But there is an advantage to having a homegrown local product right here in Milwaukee, Washington High School. I saw him in his letter jacket one day when he came to pick up some petitions. But, tell tell us about why. Why do you think that gives you a distinct advantage, and why people should take a harder look at your campaign and what you bring to the table?
I think it puts me in touch with the community. I understand what has gone on in this community for in Milwaukee, in the state, for a very long time.
Yeah.
Among other things, and I can see what is needed in Milwaukee to help everybody in that community, whether east side, west side, north side, south side, develop and develop their full potential.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of potential here, because we're in Waukesha, where there's a proud nonpartisan tradition, what's the message you have for Waukesha residents as to why they should take a harder look at you, why they should take a chance on Peter Pekarsky this August 9th in the primaries?
They should take a chance to the extent they're interested in getting good representation in the Senate and retiring Ron Johnson. They should vote for me because due to my education and experience, I am seriously qualified to shred Ron Johnson's policies on and off the debate stage during the campaign and to represent all the people of Wisconsin, of whatever party, on all of the critical, complicated, technical, and legal issues which face us at home, in cyberspace, national security, and foreign affairs. So I think that, I'm there to work for the people, to protect our democracy. We have Johnson, who violated his oath of office by failing to vote to convict Donald Trump at his second impeachment trial. Yeah. To get into office, Johnson had a promise he was going to support the U.S. Constitution.
Sure.
He failed to do that when he didn't vote to convict Donald Trump at the second trial. Everybody saw what Trump did leading to that second trial on TV.
And let's talk about that. It looks now that the senator was complicit with this attempted overthrow. Not a coup, because a coup is bloodless. Blood was spilled. Civil servants, police were killed there in our capital. Like, why aren't people more up in arms about that?
I do not know. Whether it's because of what is broadcast on one of the networks, which will remain nameless, or otherwise, I can't tell you. I mean, it was pretty clear of exactly what happened. Somebody had a gallows brought to the Capitol, and the idea was to kill the vice president while he was trying to count the electoral votes. That's simply not in accord with the United States Constitution. I mean, it's also not in accord with civil law. It's no way to run a country. And Ron Johnson was right there in the middle of it. And further in the middle of it, apparently, we've yet to hear, I think, his testimony under oath as to what the story was with what he did about generating illegal electoral votes.
Yeah. And now let's end this with a positive.
Okay.
What will you do for the people of Wisconsin and your fellow Americans if you're elected to the Senate, U.S. Senate?
In addition to protecting our democracy, I've promised the people in a number of parts of the state, I'm telling you right now, the first thing I will do is put in a lot of people suffer from medical debt. Somebody breaks an arm, somebody else gets an eye infection, and all of a sudden you're $50,000 in debt. You can't pay it. It goes on your credit rating, and then bad things start to happen. You can't get the money you need to repair your car, repair your house. In certain circumstances, you can't even hold a job. And that can be stopped. The first thing I'm doing is putting in a bill to stop the use of medical debt to adversely affect the credit rating. That can be done at the federal level.
Love it.
It can be done quickly, and it can be done before we put in universal health care as a basic right for all Americans.
Sounds great.
Which is also one of the things I'm trying to do, in addition to protecting our democracy. And the other things, on the priorities page of my website, we've got 15 priorities laid out. Feel free to take a look at
that. And that's PekarskyForWisconsin.com.
It's PekarskyForWisconsin.com.
Peter, thanks so much. I'm going to ask you to hand the headphones over to our friend Tom Palzowitz. Don't lose your sunglasses. Pete, come back and see us next week. We're going to have some Packers here next week. We're expecting about 10,000 people. And Tom, that same invitation is extended to you. There's a lot of fellow Wisconsinites to meet. And best of luck with your campaign. And, hey, check out my blog, okay? Take a look and proofread that. Let me know if you like it. And thanks. And enjoy the farmer's market, okay?
Peter, thank you for
everything. Go bring something home with you. Thanks again. Appreciate it. All right. So, and that's a firm handshake, too, by the way, which is very important for, Peter. And Jessica did, too. And I'm sure, Tom, anyway, our final guest is the other 5th District State Senate candidate, Tom Palzowitz. Tom, I met a few years ago when I was still alderman. I had a networking event that I'd host every quarter. And when Tom was running for Congress, he was kind enough to show up and really get to know the neighbors and business owners. And so we're glad to have you back. Hey, Pete's offering some ice. I'll take one, Pete, if that's okay. Thanks. I owe Pete a couple drinks. So anyway, best to you. Before we talk to Tom, I just wanted to thank my guests from last week's show, which was recorded, Audra and Euro Kusnarova of Alaska Fresh Salmon. They deliver the world's best salmon from artisanal Alaskan fisheries direct to consumer here in Milwaukee and throughout the mainland USA. They are part of the growing responsible seafood movement that is working to build a healthier planet with healthier humans. To learn more, visit AlaskaFreshSalmon.com and ResponsibleSeafood.org. And here's to a walk show that offers more blue protein options, hopefully including our own farmer's market someday. But Tom Pelswitz is a small business consultant from Brookfield who has been active in Wisconsin politics, having run for the congressional seat on at least two occasions. Tom, why do you want to be a state senator?
Yeah, great question, Don. You know, I think you brought up my congressional races, and one of the things that got me moving was the election of 2016, watching what happened to our country and watching what happened when we elected Donald Trump. It got me off the sidelines. It got me in the game, and I realized that everybody has a role to play, and I knew that I could at least attempt to be a candidate that could bring people together through relationships and really work toward, you know, figuring out a way to turn this entire area of the 5th CD at the time a lot more blue. And we're very proud of the fact that we took a 70-30 district in the 5th CD down to a 60-40 district. I mean, we took a 40-point difference, turned it into a 20-point difference by basically letting people know that Democrats in Waukesha County and Jefferson County and Dodge County and Washington County weren't alone, and helping them understand that there are other Democrats out there and connecting them. And here we are in the Senate race, and the reason I'm running in this race is if we don't win this race, the Republicans are going to have a supermajority in the Senate. And I don't believe in minority rule, and I really think it's important that we take this seat.
Love it, love it. So, hey, Tom, real quick before we go to break, where are your parents from in the UP?
My parents are from Stevenson, Michigan.
Love it. And where's that near?
That's just north of Menominee Marinette, about 20 miles north.
Beautiful area. I know
it.
Yes, I do know it. Yep. So spent a lot of time up there. My wife's family's from the UP. So as you can tell from the music, we're going to go to break. But we've got more with Tom Pelswitz. He's got a great story to tell. Want to hear more about his success helping small businesses grow, which I think could really be an asset for us in the state Senate in Madison. So please stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues with, again, state's 5th District State Senate candidate Tom Pelswitz. Final segment of This Week in Waukesha, and Tom Pelswitz, 5th District Senate candidate, is with us, and we were talking about Tom's Upper Peninsula roots, or as some of us in the know, UP or UPER roots, and Tom's parents are from Stevenson, you said, right?
Correct.
And like a lot of Milwaukeeans, Tom's parents, they came and started a better life in Milwaukee, and my wife's family has similar roots, so... But there's obviously some values that they did not leave behind. They took with them. Can you talk about that and how that's resonated with you?
Yeah, I think the two big ones, hard work and family. Hard work, my dad came down, started working at AMC, started getting into the car business, so got a great union job, eventually ended up at A.O. Smith. You know, he comes from a family of 14, brought most of his brothers down to work there too. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things. You know, to me, the engine of Wisconsin is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And one of the things that breaks my heart is to see that we've really handcuffed Milwaukee and its ability to fund itself, to grow. And, you know, as a state senator just on the outskirts of Milwaukee, one of the things I really want to work on is how do we create more regional transportation? How do we create more fluidity for people who want jobs, because there's tons of jobs in Waukesha County, especially in the manufacturing industry, and we're not taking advantage of really being a regional hub.
Yeah.
And I think it's a shame. I don't know if you know this, but 60,000 people drive into Milwaukee every day, and 60,000 people drive out to Waukesha every day on that highway. And I was just reading again about, you know, the $800 million train that Scott Walker, you know, basically jettisoned in. What, how different our lives would be today if that train had been put in place.
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah, that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I see some old train stations here that I think, and they've talked about extending the bus from Milwaukee to Waukesha, which is good.
It's okay, but you know, if you go to Europe and if you've ever been on a high speed train, it's marvelous, the ability to move from city to city. You know, my wife and I were recently out in Portland and Seattle, and we took the train from Portland up to Seattle. We took it was beautiful, and it was just nice to know that we didn't have to fly. We could put our bags on that train and just go. And you know, there's a lot to be said for us moving to a more green economy when it comes to transportation. And I think Milwaukee, especially this southeast Wisconsin area, really needs to be that regional hub and make it happen.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, I have clients in the responsible seafood industry, and there's a huge movement on Wall Street towards green financing. And, you know, one is, why isn't the political will there in Wisconsin for us to take advantage of that? And two, what could you do as a state senator to help maybe alleviate some fears or to better message some of the real opportunities?
I think the political will is there, but it's going to take not only the public sector, but it's going to take private industry. You know, one of the things I want to work on, and you brought it up, you know, working with small businesses over the last 17 years, I want to try to be able to bring people together and say, look, this is not a public problem, transportation. It is a public-private partnership that needs to be created, and I think we need to do more of that, especially in Madison, because I think there's a lot of businesses in Waukesha County that, you know, they need some leadership, though, and they need some guidance, and I believe that government can be that seed money to get big ideas moving, but the government doesn't have to pay for it all by itself.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see much more public-private partnerships.
Yes.
I was at a networking event about 3 years ago now, and ran into Robin Voss. I said, hey, what about a public-private partnership when it comes to regional transportation? He said, you line up the businesses, we're all for it. Mm. So I think they're, you know, and I don't know if he was just, you know, being whatever, just to have a conversation, but I really think there should be an appetite there. Because to me, it is the number one thing to make sure that we keep the people that we need to in Wisconsin to provide good quality, high-paying jobs and a place to live. You know, affordable housing in Waukesha County is another very tough thing that we need to be working on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it because we talked about civility with Jessica and with Peter. And you know, that used to be the beauty of politics is you could find common ground with people on the other side of the aisle and you could forge some very meaningful alliances. What can we do to you talk about, I don't want to say make America great, but there were certain things about the old that people crossed partisan lines for common sense legislation that benefited people across regions. And what can we do to bring that back and even transcend that to a higher level?
Yeah, the challenge right now is the Republican leadership in Madison and in Washington aren't interested in public ways to provide solutions to problems. And they would like to see government not be part of the solution because they want to privatize things. And I think that's not
tragic.
That's not a policy difference. That's not something that we can negotiate or try to find common ground on.
Right.
I don't know if you know this right now, but a little over 100% of the jobs that were lost in COVID are now back in the private sector. Less than 60% of the public jobs are back. And right now, every single government entity right now is struggling to hire, which means our level of services, not just the amount of money providing, because they have the budget to do it, but they can't find the people to do it. So right now, we're heading toward a crisis that I'm not sure people really understand right now, you know, because, you know, public sectors don't have the ability to raise wages as quickly as private industry does.
Right.
It's a real challenge right now, and I don't think we're talking about it enough.
Yeah. You know, that's an excellent. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really unique perspective. And Johnny, what do you have for Tom here? Real quick?
You know, I just wanted to emphasize again the fresh ideas and the energy that I think you're bringing to the platform. You know, it's great to hear these fresh ideas and trying to get things going from the other side of the aisle. So, congratulations to you, man. I think you're adding a spark. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, yeah, and real quick, too, and bear with me a moment. Shout out to my wife, Melissa. We celebrated our 12th wedding anniversary earlier this week.
And congratulations.
The point I'm getting to is we had a wonderful dinner here at Tofty's Tables.
Yes, wonderful.
Our server,
place.
Agatha, and the rest of her team. That includes Christina Tofty and her husband, partner, Chef Jason. Wonderful dinner. I'm a wine snob, and I'm more, normally a red wine guy, but I took a chance on a Riesling because it was a nice summer night, a cool, you know, and and we were having seafood, and it was a Riesling from Algoma, Wisconsin. And then I got another Wisconsin, that was a whole bottle, but for dessert, we had a glass of a raspberry mead, also from Wisconsin, and that was wonderful, and it's like, there's some great local products here in Wisconsin. Yes. As much as I love the French reds and the, you know, and the Italian whites and wine country and California, like, what could we be doing to be promoting all the great entrepreneurial concepts and products? And again, with your background as a small business consultant, what's your platform or strategy, or what can we do to convince folks on?
I think there's a lot going on right now, but I think a lot of that is it's not strategic in scope. I think they're trying right now in the governor's office to bring more money to the main streets and other entities.
Sure.
But I think it really comes down to, you know, just sitting here at the farmer's market, we were talking before, I'd love to see a lot more of the small businesses that are over on Main Street just have a presence here.
Yeah.
But it costs money. It costs time. You know, they're already strapped for labor. You know, to have somebody sit in a tent for hours and hours and have to pay them to do that is very difficult. I would love to see, especially the state of Wisconsin, be involved in more overall broad-based small business marketing. Because sure. I think getting that word out there and letting people know, because most of the people I know, when given the option, would love to shop local. Yeah. But it's hard. It's hard to do the research. It's hard to find out. It's hard to do those things. So that's one thing I would love to see. The other would be small business training. I mean, I know as an accountant, I know nobody usually starts their business and they're excited to do their QuickBooks or their numbers. I actually wrote a book because I got tired of teaching small business owners the same thing over and over again. Because it's hard. It's hard to understand how to run a business profitably, and especially under these inflationary times with their costs increasing dramatically, how much do they need to raise their prices to still make the margins they need to make in order to have a profit and keep going.
Sure.
And that's a tough sell, because when was the last time we had, you know, 9% inflation in this country? I'm old enough to remember 1980. Living through that. And you know, it's just a totally different time for people to understand. So I'd love to see more education and more help on that perspective.
That's terrific. So, hey, Tom, you mentioned Main Street, so I just want to make a quick shout-out. We learned there'll be a new concept going into what many believe to be the cursed location where Bernie's and Craft Lounge was. It's going to be called Funky Monkey, and it'll feature stadium and street fairs. And it's supposed to open on September 1st. Owners are Waukesha natives Mike Gonzalez and his brother Robert, who have hospitality experience, including the old Casa del Rio, further east on Main Street. And a big shout-out, for those of you who don't know, Pat's Ribs has reopened on Sunset Lane. Tom gave the thumbs up on that. Really excited. They've been open for a while now, but I saw a great post on Facebook and just want to let everyone know out there that Johnny, have you had Pat's Ribs yet?
I have not.
When you're done today, you got to go over there and get lunch.
All right, brother.
Go right over.
That's right over.
Okay. So, absolutely wonderful.
Yep. And then, Tom, same question I asked everybody. You answered it already, but again, in this nonpartisan tradition we have here in Waukesha, what is your message to a lot of these people that are more open-minded as to why they should take a chance on Tom Pawlowitz for state senate?
I would say don't give up hope that there is a level of bipartisanship that can be won. There are lots of people who are interested in it. I think things will be changing. I'm excited to get to the Senate and start working and reaching across the aisle and meeting people as individuals, because when you connect as an individual, you can connect on values and be able to at least move the ball forward.
Sounds great. So, Connor, how are we doing on time here? Does it look like the last minute with Woody Guthrie coming back on? Okay, but real quick, Tom, wanted to thank you for coming on, as well as the other candidates, Jessica Katzmeier and Pistol Pete Pekarsky. And Tom, say goodbye real quick to the people there in Waukesha land.
Yeah, and just go to our website, tomforwi.com. Go to tomforwi.com. We got all the information out there. And a lot of you already know me after my couple of congressional runs. So I would appreciate your vote on August 9th.
You got it. Hey, thanks again for joining us, everybody. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And if you're not here already, come to the Waukesha Farmers Market. I'm going to go grab some rhubarb on my way out. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you next week on This Week in Waukesha.
And I'm off to get some ribs.
Bye for now.
Thanks.
My land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.